The Sulphur Springs High School one-act play, Maelstrom, about the life of Edgar Allan Poe, finished in the top three at district competition at Longview Pine Tree Wednesday to advance to bi-district competition next month. I talked with High School Director of Theater Arts, Lachey Woodard.
Well, congratulations, and we're just dying to hear about Pine Tree and your adventures there.
Thank you very much. Yes, yesterday we competed at district competition in Pine Tree with Maelstrom, our show, and we advanced, so we were very excited. We had some issues and problems, but the kids did their very best show, and so we were very excited.
You came out on top, didn't you? Were you the top district team?
No, but we were one of the top three, and three go now. We competed against eight teams. There's eight at district now, so it's a long day of theater. We were eight to perform, and some of the judges ranked us high, and then we got one to three. So anyway, worked out pretty good, I think. But we get to go on to the next round, which is by district, and it's in 2 weeks, so...
And how many schools will be there? We're just three
six schools. Yeah, only six schools will be there, so that's better. But we'll be going against. We're not sure exactly who we'll be going against yet, besides the two that came with us. Mm-hmm. But one of them's Corsicana, and they go to state like 12 times or something in the last few years. So it's gonna be tough competition. But we feel real confident against the two teams that we've already competed against. We feel like we can. Hopefully, get ahead of them again, and so
who's tagging along? Who also advanced?
Hallsville also advanced. They did a drama, Johnny Belinda, and I hear it was very good. I didn't get to see it because we were getting ready for our show. And then the other show is Leading Ladies at Longview, so supposed to be real funny. So
you talked about some issues to overcome. I heard from a little birdie. That during a rehearsal, there may have been some broken props.
Oh, my gosh. At rehearsal, let's see, I think we broke three chairs and a table.
Oh my God.
We had to cart all those back and come. And, of course, we had a kid with a hurt finger and something else. And then at contest, we rely a lot. We have, you know, within the rules, there's so many, only so many things you can do. But we take six of our own LED lights. So we have 7 minutes to set up. And in our 7 minutes setting up, our LED lights just wouldn't work.
Oh, my
Couldn't
goodness.
Get them to work. We've been to, like, four festivals and innumerable rehearsals. Never not worked. Just that day. So we started out mad as heck. But I told the kids, you know, don't let this affect you. You don't worry about it. You just do your thing. And they did much better than I did. So they did great. They really stepped up and kind of compensated for the technical difficulties. And... so that was good. And we only, during the show, only tore up a couple of costumes and smashed somebody's finger in a door. And so other than that, you know, smooth sailing.
When is by district?
It's the 9th.
Oh, okay.
It's April 9th in Longview. And we don't know what order yet or what times or anything, but it'll be April 9th in Longview.
And I understand we won some awards for cast.
We did. We were very excited because they only give... 18 awards overall, no matter how many schools are there. And with eight schools, that's only, you know, about 2.5 awards a piece. And so we got three. So we're very excited. We beat the curve. And yes, Liam Pollard got all-star cast, as he should have. He did amazing. And then Sadie Evans and Carson McElwain also got honorable mention all-star cast. And they did great too, as did our whole cast. And that's the thing about our cast is they're all very strong. We never know really where everything's going to go. Liam, as Edgar Allan Poe, in a story about Edgar Allan Poe, obviously has the biggest part and shoulders a lot of the responsibility, but also gets a lot of the attention. But the other kids are just all very, very solid under him. So we're just always surprised to hear who the judges like each time because they... each judge we've gone to, you know, picked, oh, I really love these two characters. I really love these two. And so, but those are the ones that got the awards yesterday. So we're really excited. And then we also had a tech award. Our stage manager, Haley Farmer, who is new to theater, got the technical award. And she's amazing. So we were real proud for her as well.
There will be a public performance of Maelstrom coming up Sunday at 3 p.m. at the SSISD Auditorium. KSST News.